Black Mixology, hey. The podcast that you need. Yeah, we bring the energy with Ohio and HG. Yeah. Black Mixology, uh-huh. Come join the conversation. Talking about the world of social media, yeah. Sports and gaming. Hey, come through, we want you to tune in. Honest talk is what we're doing. Just two friends, come and vibe out. Yeah. Don't miss out, subscribe now. Hey, Black Mixology, the podcast that you need. We bring the energy with Ohio and HG. Let's go.
Welcome back to Black Mixology, episode 20. That's right. We are in the 20s. And welcome back to all the mixologists, listeners in, where every day is great at your Juness. I am here. That is me, Ohio, with along with my guest, or not my guest, sorry, my host.
King Black, Emperor Black, HG, whatever you want to call me.
And I feel like we got some decent things to talk about today. It's not too much, not too much of an action-packed episode, but we got a little bit to talk about. First of all, some announcements. Let's see, we got our soundboard is still not working, by the way. We just spent like, 45 minutes trying to figure that out. That was annoying. I had it set up, for some reason my system, sorry, my recording software likes to amplify my sound. So normally I would sound, you know, crystal clear like this, but now it just wants, like, just randomly it will just like shoot up in audio levels or audio recording. And obviously we believe in decent quality on this podcast, so I just nixed it for right now until I get a definitive process of adding the soundboard to this podcast. But other things going on in the merch, I got some merch sent out recently, and also got some merch in. I got a book bag. And I can tell you what, this book bag is immaculate, HG.
Is it? I saw it on the Insta, yo.
It's pretty nice.
Pretty nice. I gotta come check it out this weekend.
Oh, no, I'll come to you. That way you can get this ass whooping and smash. You can be like, oh my god, he brought the Switch and the new Black. Is that the Black Mixology book bag? Like, yeah, it is. It also holds up a cans of whoop ass.
Is that the one? No, anything but that.
Yeah. It's not too big. Like, I personally think that the people we go through should, like, make what some shit's called, gym bags. But I think I'll make do with this book bag. It's not too big. It's travel size, for sure. It has, what is it, two pockets. And I like it. It's really light, depending on what you put in. It has a laptop pocket. It has decent enough space as a front pocket. And obviously it has our catchphrase on the front and on the around the rim. I wouldn't say the rim. It's like a little side piece. It says "Meta ain't better" on a top, Black Mixology on the front, and on the front little pocket it says "Set the Tone," because we believe in being an individual, thus being your own individual, setting your own tone. So you set the tone when you walk into a certain room, certain area. How you introduce yourself, this, that, and the third. First impressions are everything. And how you set your tone defines you from the start. What's up? Another announcement. Maybe for the holidays, might do a little Black Mixology giveaway. Up your chances to win some, you know, customizable stuff. Personally, no. We'll get to that when it comes to the holiday season. HG, you got any announcements?
Any announcements? Not really. Like you were saying, we got the merch coming. Man, I'm already thinking about some Christmas Black Mixology merch for you guys, for my fans, for my meta ain't bad at my Black Mixologists, yo. Any announcements? I don't have anything, yo. Anything I can share, at least.
Speaking I know of which, Ohio's we gonna got some. Smash. Oh, sure. Okay, sure. Whatever. We are actually going to continue with the. What is it? Damn it. The Halloween stuff. Halloween merch. Limited, obviously, before the spooky season, as you people say. And then we might go down the road. We might make some holiday attire. We might make some. Hopefully, one day I can make some streetwear, because that's my shit. If I can make some streetwear, I'm on it. But Halloween is about 2 days away, yeah?
Yeah.
Today's 29th. Today, as of this recording, it's the 29th. And you may ask yourself, what is Ohio doing for Halloween? And I'm going to respond with, that's a very good ass question. I don't know. I'm probably just going to do what everybody else does, like up here in Minot. drink because there's nothing else really for me. You know how fucking old I am. 26 year old to do. What I'm supposed to do is walk around my complex and be like, hey, trick or treat. But nah, I'm about to get dressed in my Habibi gear. You know, I'm gonna have me the full fit. I'm gonna have me some ice on. I'm gonna have me that wrap. I'm about to be freshed out, straight out of Qatar. Yeah, have you figured out what you're doing for Halloween?
Yeah, I gotta look for a costume. I'm gonna have to go to Walmart and see what. Actually, no, I actually got the blow up dinosaur costume, bro.
Okay.
One of my homegirls, shout out to Joe. She let me borrow one of those, her costume, you know, from 2 years ago, straight from Guam.
Anyway, I guess you could say that's it for announcements. Moving on to our first little tidbit of information, sports, which is my little thing. I would have a little transition sound effect for you right now, like I did last time, but I don't. So, going first, obviously, you got some notable games happening this weekend on Saturday, which is college football. And that would be it just has to deal with the playoff team so far. So, that being said, it would be like Georgia versus Florida. Some people might think that's a good game, but who knows? Florida might be, you know, they might Purdue Georgia. Let's just say that. They might Purdue Georgia. Penn State and Ohio versus number 5 Ohio State. Penn State normally has a knack of upsetting Ohio State, but I don't know if they're going to be at home or not, that being Penn State. Because if Penn State's at home, they're probably going to. But, and then you have Texas Tech versus number 4 Oklahoma. And if Oklahoma's been playing, I don't know, honestly, I don't know how Oklahoma is still in the top 4. Yes, they play, yes, they beat their teams and they're undefeated, but they suck when it comes to starting, apparently. Like, back when Kyler Murray and, Jalen Hurts was there, they had a good start and they had a good strong finish. But now, for some reason, they can't even, like, consistently stay on point when it comes to winning. And the fact that they're number 4 is kind of ridiculous because almost each time they make it to the playoffs, they don't even get that far. They're almost like Notre Dame. And then, obviously, I would say this would be my game of the week. If Michigan gets their foot out their ass and consistently stays with their quarterback, it's going to be number 6 Michigan versus number 8 Michigan State. So that is a rivalry game, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be on College Game Day. Personally, I think we can win this game, but like I said, they need to stop swapping out quarterbacks. We have a good 1-2 punch running backs in the backfield, but if we want to win, we need to consistently stay on one quarterback. Because anytime I've seen anybody like back and forth through quarterbacks, it's one that gets hurt or either. I don't know what the fuck they were. What were they doing with Jalen Hurts and what's his? No, it was Justin Fields and Andy Dalton, where they would like, oh, we got a pocket pass, but now we got this quarterback to run and get murdered whenever he gets out of the pocket. That's them. But NFL, I think today, since it's Thursday, and this game will be happening in about an hour. This is going to be Packers versus the Cardinals. And now I'm gonna say it right now because I know this episode is gonna be a couple days after our. But I'm going to say the Cardinals have this, but that's if they can get over the loss of J.J. Watt on defense. If they can get over that and they just keep on scoring points and their defense like stays consistent, they have a chance. But if anything, I realize you don't really bet against Aaron Rodgers, so I'm going to take that back. I think I'm going to say the Packers are going to give the Cardinals their first loss. Could be wrong. What do you think, HG? Do you think the Packers are going to hand the Cardinals their first loss, or do you think the Cardinals are going to keep on steaming ahead?
What are the Cardinals are what? What are they? 5-1? 6-1?
6-0? No, they're undefeated.
6-0 or
7-6?
And Packers? Are they 5-2? 5-1?
Actually, no, they're probably 7-1.
So, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I kind of want to watch this game. I'm not a big, as you guys know, I'm not a big football guy. The only football game I watch, you know, it's a Super Bowl and or the game before the Super Bowl. Both, maybe. But, I hear a lot of stuff about the Packers. You know, call me a bandwagoner.
Oh,
but
I cap. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt. But the Cardinals are 7-0 right now, and they're currently playing right meow.
Right now against the Packers?
Yes. And the Packers are 6-1.
Has any of them scored?
No.
I'm gonna have to go for the Packers, yo.
Call me back. I'm gonna try to keep out on this as we record. Man. It would be cool to do like a live stream one of these one day, but I don't want to get copyrighted. That'd be kind of annoying. Yeah. But that is any notable game. That's pretty much a notable game. If you can understand, if that's something you guys might want to talk about. There's not many, when it comes to NFL, there's not really important games coming up. I'm not saying it's going to be a boring Sunday, but you do have Cleveland versus Pittsburgh if Baker Mayfield gets healthy. You might destroy them. I just think it's going to be a very one-sided Sunday. Let's put it that way. Especially with if Cincinnati plays the way they did last week, they're going to blow out the Jets just like the Patriots did. Buffalo versus Miami. If Tua plays like he did last weekend, they're going to get destroyed. I feel like Jalen Hurts is going to beat the Lions if the Lions don't play like they did play the Rams last week, because they were playing like they lost everything. Well, they have lost everything, but I mean like they got nothing else to lose. San Francisco and Chicago. Justin Fields gets the protection he needs. He can beat the 49ers. Tennessee versus Indianapolis. I'm not too sure about the Colts' defense when it comes to stopping the run. But I feel like they did. They stopped the ground. They stopped ground moving in the 49ers game on Monday. So I believe, I don't think they're going to stop Derrick Henry, though, unfortunately. You got Seattle and Jacksonville. I don't even know about that. If Russell Wilson comes back, then they're going to win. If not, that's kind of up in the air. Chargers versus New England. Justin Herbert. Huh?
The Cowboys play this weekend?
I'm getting there.
I bet. I hope they lose.
The Chargers and New England Patriots, them coming off the fact that they just got done waxing the Jets that bad. I don't know if they're going to be like, you know, I don't know if they got the momentum to beat the Chargers like that. But if Justin Herbert plays like he normally plays, I feel like it's going to be a good game. Tampa Bay, New Orleans. If Drew Brees was playing this game, I would say otherwise. But Tampa Bay is about to whoop that ass. Washington versus Denver. I hope Washington wins, mainly because most of the people I know are Denver Broncos fans, and I love to watch them be like, oh, man, what the fuck? And then you have Dallas versus Minnesota. If Dallas' defense plays the way they've been playing, when I say defense, I mean Trayvon Diggs, and Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, I forgot his first name, but the last name is Pollard. If he wins, or if he runs, if they both run the ball well, and Dak plays consistent like he has been doing, they're going to beat the Vikings. And then obviously on Monday, you got Kansas City versus the Giants. If Pat Mahomeboy, if he plays like he's got the Madden curse, which he has been playing like, then I think they're going to lose. But to the Giants, you might think, it's the Giants. Like, what are you talking about? Because Kansas City's pass defense is booty bump cheeks, boy. I'm talking trash. But I don't know. It could happen. It couldn't. Who knows? It's football. A lot of people you expect not to get blown out sometimes in football get blown out.
That's a fact.
So I'm not going to get too deep into like my guesses. Those are just my thoughts. You know, my opinion. And that's kind of what this podcast is about. Our opinion. If you have anything to say about that, you are welcome to leave a comment. Leave a message, or message me, or us. Tell us your thoughts on it. But that's all I got for sports. You have anything to add to that issue? I know you're not really a sports person, but
I hope the Cowboys don't make it to the Super Bowl. You know, I'm tired of hearing everywhere I go, yo, how about them boys? Them boys though, Cowboys suck. You know? And I know a certain person is gonna listen to this podcast, this episode. They suck. And you're going to be like, well, hey, you know, you watch football. You don't know who the Cowboys quarterback is. I don't, because they suck.
We them boys.
I take the Ravens or the Bucks, you know, to the Super Bowl. One of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Colts. You're like, the Colts? He doesn't know football.
Yeah, you don't. That was a stupid decision. I wish I had my soundbar right now and be like, stupid.
Hey, but I'm pretty sure, Cowboys suck.
I don't know, brother. 6-1. I don't know about that, bro.
That's all I have to say about that. I'm gonna get a lot of backlash when he made his episode.
You gonna sit there and talk about them boys. Or 5-1, sorry. They might be 6-1 if everything. Yeah. They them boys. They got Dak. They got Zeke. They got Trayvon Diggs. Skip Bayless. But those are our sports thoughts. I'm not sure if I have a question of the day. Oh, HG.
What's up?
Do you believe that? All right, my bad. What is your thought process of paying for a date?
My thought process? What do you paying for a date? Like you go out to eat and you pay?
Yeah.
Or you pay someone to go out to eat with you?
Mm-hmm. No, you like. All right. So say if. All right. So no. Let me ask this question real quick. Or let me tell you about something. So. In China, there was this chick, right?
Yeah.
She got set up. No, sorry. His mom set him up with this chick, right?
Right.
So they were like, all right, cool. This is China, by the way. So just to give you a little backstory into China, they had this one little fiasco where there was too many females, I'm guessing, in the country. Where if you had a daughter, you couldn't have a daughter. I'm just going to put it that way for the sensitive people. And if you had a son, you can keep the son. Right? So that passed. And now the women in China are, wouldn't say, they're minuscule. And I don't mean that in the social sense. I mean like in numbers wise. There's not that many women in China right now. Right?
Okay.
So,
okay.
The mom sets the son up with the chick. The chick comes to the restaurant with 23 of her family members.
23?
23.
Who is she bringing Avengers with her, bro? 23, bro?
23.
Cousins, uncles, the chef, bro, too? Nah.
So this bill turned out to be $3,000.
Bruh, nah.
And the reason she did that was to test his generosity.
Nah. His generosity?
His generosity. Pay? No, fuck no, he walked out.
Oh, dang, all right, hey.
Hey, City Boys, we up.
Hey, hey, hey. Good job, King. Good job, no, King. Holy smokes.
So here's the thing, though. The fact that someone thinks that I'm like you would have to pay for that amount of people is ridiculous. The level of entitlement that comes from like, you know what, I think we should just do this. No, fuck that. That's crazy. 23, like imagine you're sitting there, right? You already saw a picture of her, or you probably talked to her already, and you probably met her at a nice little restaurant. And then you go up to the fucking waiter, he's like, excuse me, sir, would you like to have your table reserved? And I'm like, I already have a reservation. He's like, okay, what's his last name? I'm like, Edwards. You see, you have a reservation for 23 people. I'm like, 23.
23? This is the Last Supper?
I'm like, hold on, bro. I said I'm going to be here at 2300. Yeah, no, it says right here, you have 23 people dining with you tonight. Oh, all right, obviously, he thinks it's a joke. So you go there and sit down, right? And you sit down, y'all nice, you know, y'all decked out. I know it's late, like I said, 2300, that was just like cap, it was like a joke. But anyway, y'all nice style, you drip down to the socks, as they say.
Oh, okay.
But then she walks in, right? You're like, oh, yeah. I bet it is just her. But then, like, somebody else comes and sit down at the table, like, who the fuck are you? Like, oh, this is my so-and-so. And then, like, more people started coming, like, you know, blah, 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 picking up menus and shit. Like, bro, what is going on? She's like, oh, this is my family. We're going to get married here soon, or we're planning on talking to each other. So I'm here to test your generosity. I'm bringing all my people here. And he was like, or you're sitting there, it's like, okay. Knowing damn well from the point that she said, I brought 23 people here, you're already planning on walking out. Because ain't no way in fuck that I will sit there. Because at not one point did she say, oh, everybody's going to be paying for their own meal. This was a date between you and her. And she brought 23 other family members and did not even say a lick of splitting anything. So basically, y'all
is this separate or all together? Oh, this is separate, yo.
Oh, no, bro. I would have said, oh, this is all together. And I was like dipped. Oh, shit. I got the bubble guts. I got to go to the bathroom real quick. And I just dipped the fuck out quick as hell. I'm like, hey, man, I'll give somebody 20 bucks for their jacket. I'm like, let me borrow this real quick. And I just dipped the fuck out. You got me fucked Yeah, that's why I asked, what are your thoughts about paying for the date?
If it's just, look, if I'm interested, you know, in the girl, I will pay, you know, I'll pay. But, I call me cheap.
Cheap ass
motherfucker. But she's trying to order the top, the, like, everything, the finest wine.
The golden steak?
The golden steak? No, we ain't getting salt bait over here, bro. We ain't getting salt bait, right? Nah. Well, you better, I'll give her a $30 limit, you know? And, all right. But if it's also like, she's giving me like, you know, attitude and stuff, like, you know, and not being like, cause I experienced it before. Like you go on a date with a girl, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, and she's just like throwing an attitude, you know, not being, grateful, you know, and I, you know, I respect women. I've been raised well. I respect women, you know. But if you're gonna, you know, treat me like trash after I'm like trying to take you out and trying to show interest, you can skedaddle, man. I've been simp lightened, yo. I used to be a simp. Yeah, I can say I've been a simp before, but I've been simp lightened. You know, you guys gonna find it. You might find out a hoodie. Hey, shout out to all my homies who've been simp lighting, bro.
Nah, bro. We don't simp.
Yeah, we can't simp. We simp lighting over here. We can't simp.
Don't
we simp lighting here.
Offer any and everybody your meat, your money, your energy, your attention, and your time. Stop dishing out your meat. It's bad for the soul.
And kings and queens, respect yourself. Know your worth, you know. But back to the subject. Yes, I'll pay. If it's me and her, you know, I'll definitely pay. But if it's like something casual, you know, or she invites me out, I pay for me. You know, I'm not going to sit there and expect her to pay for me, you know. But mm-hmm. if I see her, you know, it's a friend date, you know, we're out here chilling, and I see her scrounging through her purse, acting like she got a card, knowing dang well she ain't bringing credit card. I'm like, hey.
It's the end of the month.
Hey. It's the 30th. I know you got money.
It's the end of the month, so you know they're going to be on Tinder and all that shit. <You're> like, oh, hey. Let's go on a date.
Let's go on a date.
And then as soon as the second of the month come, that you get unmatched or they ghost you.
Like, hey, like, I think Hot Pockets would do.
She could be like, ha ha, got his ass.
Why? That's what we sent lighting over here. I'll pay, you know. I'm a gentleman, but don't take my generosity, you know, for weakness, you know what I mean? What about you, you know?
I'll pay for
more days to me.
Hey, right. Chill out. So, so look, right, like low key, go. I'm still. I was brought up to be, you know, a gentleman. Ooh, so, bro. I still open the door for my female.
Okay.
Like I get out. Like I'm like, stay right there. And I get out. Open the door. Boom. Open the door for her. She get in. Make sure she gets her feet in. Boom. Shut the door. Right. Open the door for her. I pull out a chair. Boom. Scoot her up. She orders first, I order second, and, you know, laughing and joking, phone's usually to my side because I'm giving my attention, it's that third, yeah. And then bill comes, don't even look at it, just pay it.
Yep.
Because at that point, you look at it, and you're like, oh, shit, that's a moment of weakness.
And also, I also find it, you know, very respectful. Like, if you're on a date or in a group setting, mm-hmm. you know, usually, you know, we get around like every Saturday, you know, mm-hmm. you know, when we can. Like, usually, I like to put my phone, you know, face down, you know, on the table, face down. You know, if we're all texting, you know, showing each other TikTok, you know, videos like that, you know, that's fine, you know. But usually, you know, if I'm on a date or out with some friends, I put my phone face down, you know. Because we're so disconnected these days, you know, in society. Everything's a screen, you know. Everything so virtual in that hand, but I think that's respectful. Like, on a date, just put your phone down, you know, talk, communicate, be human, you know? You know, that's how I was brought up, you know? Being raised.
See, because a lot of people make fun of me for, like, well, not make fun of me. I guess. Judge me, make fun of me, whatever, you know, shaming tactic people use nowadays. So, like, I've kind of developed, I wouldn't say developed, absorbed Asian culture, right?
Yeah.
So, I noticed this, and you're going to notice this when you go there, too. Mm-hmm. That when people eat, it's together.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to your first yakiniku spot, or Korean barbecue, and you got, like, a bunch of people with you, or say if you make some Korean friends, everybody's eating together, everybody's laughing, they got some soju, you got some beer, like, all that crap. It's, like, it's fun to eat, not just, you know, eating and shit. Even in Japan, like, I don't know, it's usually, like, all right, yeah, in Japan, they would have, like, a bunch of food. There's rice, there's, like, you know, corn, salad, beef, chicken, soup, miso, broth, whatever you want to think of. It's all sitting there, fish, and it's all just sitting right there. Everybody's having a good time. They get you some chopsticks. You just go to town. You're just laughing, hee-hee-hawing and shit, right?
Right.
In Thailand, same thing, except there's a lot more food in a way. It's spicy. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody loves their fucking beer there. Their Johnny Walker, their Chong, their, whatever it is. It's a beer. But anyway, same thing can be said about actually the whole area, like Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam. Like, everybody there, like, when you sit down, you make some friends there, and, like, they're like, hey, man, you want to come over and eat, or you want to go out to eat? I'm like, yeah. They invite, like, a bunch of their friends most of the time, and then, like, you're just all just sitting there, just having a good time, eating, laughing, and drinking. But here, it's just like, let me look at my phone real quick. So, that's what I don't get, like, when people... And that's another thing, because, like, for some reason, females just, like, maybe dudes, too, I don't know. But I never dated a female from, well, my bad, I never dated a dude from a female standpoint. It's different. Yeah, I'm a dude.
I heard stories, definitely.
But about what?
Dudes being trash, yo.
Nah, bro. You triggered my trap card! So, what I'm trying to get at is that usually, from what I've seen on internet and all that crap, if a dude or a female puts her phone face down, they immediately means either A, they got something to hide, B, they're cheating, C, you know, some other insecurity that people think, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you mean.
So, my thing is, like, when I put my phone face down, it's not because I got something to hide. But then again, my phone is my phone, not your phone. Therefore, it's my privacy. Just like I won't ask to go through a female's phone. I expect you not to ask to go through my phone for some bullshit, right? Just to sate your insecurity. Like, I'm good. But anyway, I put my phone face down mainly because I got the Orca version of the Winged Dragon Raw on the back of my phone, so I obviously want people to fucking see. And B, I want to pay attention to whoever I'm out with. Because otherwise, I could have just ate by myself at home. And we could have messed with each other. That's why I put my phone down. Or face down, sometimes. Usually, like, if I look at something, I'll put it back face up, blah, blah, blah. Right? But seven times out of ten, my phone's going to be face down. Because A, I want people to realize that this Winged Dragon Raw is looking fresh.
I can confirm. It does look fresh.
Hey, your Sly for the Sky Dragon looks fresh too.
Hey, it was a gift from the homie Ohio.
Quick digression. While I was indisposed in the desert, I got the three Egyptian god cards in their anime version. So I like them. I have the Winged Dragon Raw in my phone. He has Sly for the Sky Dragon on his phone, and Obelisk the Tormentor is sitting in this little case right yonder. So whoever's going to be that third person, don't know. We'll figure it out. Got to be part of Black mythology. But hey, we'll figure it out when we get there. Digressing. Where were we at? Said don't give the meat. Dating insecurities. Because all right, let me throw this down right now.
Hit it.
A lot of females' anxiety always starts when either A, they first meet you, or B, when the check comes. That's when their anxiety is at the highest.
This man's spitting.
No, it's not. It's true.
Oh, you mean like on a date in general?
On a date in general.
Okay.
Like, say if you're going on a date and you talk to a chick and you set the shit up, right? She's going to be all right with that. But at the same time, her anxiety is going to be through the roof when she meets you and when the bill comes.
And this is not just a, you know, downgrade woman. Some guys have this problem too, but.
No, this is game right here. Because, like, yeah, think. You're gonna be talking to. This is someone that you fancy, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously you want to show that you can handle yourself and you can handle each other being in a relationship. You want to make her comfortable. So the fact you're making her comfortable when her anxiety is at the highest when she's meeting you, the fact that you can alleviate some of that anxiety when you meet each other, boom, mm-hmm. It shows that you have you can adapt to a situation. Right. And being a leader, right? Also, when it comes to the bill comes, I can't really give an explanation why their anxiety gets high when the bill comes, but normally it's because, you know, resources, right?
Yeah.
A female wants to know she can keep on talking to you because eventually she's going to have to pull some of your resources, unfortunately. So a power play would be, you know, just not worrying about the check when it comes. So like check comes, don't even worry about it. Don't flip it over. Don't look at it. It's that third. You know, put your card on it. Let it go. Keep talking. You're taking control of the situation. You're quelling her anxiety. You're making her more comfortable to the point where she's not doing anything that has to, you know, dig into her pocket. Your money is y'all's money. Her money is her money. You know, that's where anxiety comes in. So keep that in mind, fellas. But that's a quick. I feel like that was a decent little combo right there.
Yeah.
Kind of rambled. Kind of ran a little bit, but we draw some gems. Throw some gems.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a dating podcast, by the way. This is a hobby podcast, if you will. So we talk about, again, sports, gaming,
and social media sometimes. Love women,
and we respect and love women. I actually drank some of my respect women juice earlier today, so I'm fine. But going into the social media aspect of our podcast, HG has our main topic today. So drop some moments today.
Hey, yo. So, you know, in today's, you know, I guess the last 4 years, right? You know, I feel like social media has just blown up, you know. When I was younger, we had MySpace. So I was like 8 years old. Then social media is just boom, boom, boom. Facebook, Instagram, not in this particular order. Snapchat, TikTok. Oh, sorry.
Just open your mouth.
TikTok. I feel like social media just taking over, you know. And it's just a certain part of social media, right? Which is clout chasing. You know, clout chasing. For any guys, I don't know what clout chasing is. Basically, chasing popularity. Basically, you know, this person's popping up. Let me go hop in their story. It makes you try to feed off someone else's success or a topic success, you know, mm-hmm. and or just trying too hard to clout chase, you know. But let me get to something that really ticked me off, you know, that really grind my gears, right? So I was watching a YouTube video, and I'm not gonna say the this female's name, but I guess she's like an Instagram model, all right? So peek this, yo. She's at her father's funeral, right? Her father's funeral. And I don't know how old this is. I'm pretty sure this is pretty new. Mm-hmm. She's at her father's funeral. And she loves her father. She read it like a heartwarming post, you know, about her father. And then picture this, you know. Riddle me this. You know, she's posting a picture. There's like 8 pictures of her standing in front of her father's open casket. posing like a model. Showing boobs, you know? And I'm not body shaming. She's a very good looking girl. But why is it so necessary to post to disrespect your own father at his funeral, yo? Open casket in front of him, posing like a model. Like, come on. And people do a lot for clout, yo, just to be on the top trending of a YouTube page. And yeah, it's nice until you're at number one trending. Okay, I'm there. I'm number one trending for a week now. You go back to 10. Now, you feel like you got to do something crazier and more above to get that level, you know? I've seen people breaking laws, yo. Like, there I see his name, Jake Paul. You know, he supposedly stayed at the White House for 24 hours just to get his views up and posted it on YouTube. And he did get in trouble with the law enforcement, whatever. Logan Paul posting a dead body on his YouTube channel. I don't know why YouTube didn't kick him off there. Something that was just popular a month ago. The Devious Lick trend, yo. The Devious Lick trend.
That's y'all motherfuckers, though.
If you guys don't know what a Devious Lick is, basically stealing something that, you know, people would normally steal. And not just like a car. I mean, so let me give you an example. These high school kids, right? And college kids will steal the bathroom sink from the bathroom and put it in their backpack, yo. And I'll laugh because, yeah, it's funny, but the aftermath of it, like, come on, there's kids out there who don't even have a school to go to. You guys over here stealing sinks, doors from the bathroom? Like, come on now. Bottles of soap? Here, like, come on.
Let me hook you up. A devious lick, also known as diabolical licks or the dastardly lick or nefarious licks, is a viral 2021 TikTok trend in which American students post videos of themselves stealing or, in most cases, merely pretending to, vandalizing or showing off items they stole primarily from their schools, typically from bathrooms.
Yes. And how stupid do you have to be to post it on TikTok? To post it on TikTok where all your friends can see, where your principal can see? Because I'm pretty sure a good amount of people have TikTok on their phone right now. I say 70% of America. And that's overshooting it by a little bit. How stupid can you be to post that on your TikTok? And why are you doing it anyway? For a couple hundred thousand views? And all that fame is going to last a week, 2 weeks? Oh, sure, you're going to be talking about it in 30 years at your class reunion. But come on now. It's not worth it. You guys, people are just doing stupid shit for just a little bit of attention, you know?
Being irrelevant in a couple months and a couple years, make sure you guys look up our last episode, episode 19, where we talk about Sora being in Smash. But sorry for the digression. Continue, HG.
Yeah, what he said. Okay. Yeah, I give a couple years. So I'm fine with that. But hey, as long as we got, because I'll still be playing in a couple years. Like, I'll be playing the GameCube and PS2 to this day. But yeah, guys, come on, clout chasing. You know, I I'm not against somebody, you know, trying to get their game up, their paper up, or you know, their brand up. But if it's going to affect the well-being of a place or somebody, stop it.
Hold on, HG.
What's up?
Don't you have a podcast?
Oh, yeah. I have a podcast.
What if we're being hypocrites? What if we're the ones clout chasing because other people have podcasts and we decided to make a podcast after they made a podcast?
But is our podcast hurting somebody or something? I mean, maybe it's offending somebody. But I didn't start this podcast to clout chase. I started this podcast as a hobby, you know?
Right.
As a hobby. Mm-hmm. That's different. This is our hobby. We're not out here, you know, trash, going directly at somebody, you know?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Debatable.
But we're not out here ruining lives, bro.
Sometimes we are.
Stealing sinks. Stealing porta potties, bro.
I don't know about ruining lives, but I think, speaking of ruining lives, you guys should look up episode 18 of Black Mixology, where we had a guest on there do some, they're kind of crazy. But, digressing.
That's it for me on the topic of clout chasing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it for me.
All right, so let's do it. Clout chasing, right?
Yeah.
And like I said just earlier, yes, we have a podcast. No, we didn't do it for the fame. Yes, we did it as a hobby. Are we hurting people's feelings? I don't know. Maybe down the road, we will. Who knows? Depending on how this goes. If I was clout chasing, I would probably... Actually, I don't even fucking know. My clout chasing would probably be hopping on everyone else's trend, right? So, our podcast is about hobbies, right? Everybody has hobbies. So, a clout chasing thing could be almost anything. For a great example, right? Twitch. So, there's, like I said, pretty much a lot of times before, there's a lot of females who are actually talented at the games they play. But unfortunately, there's some females, you know, take advantage of said situation. The fact that a lot of the demographic of Twitch are young to old males. So, what's the number one thing someone will do to get those views? Subscribers? Hot tub streams. Start bouncing in their chair when they're losing. Like that type of shit. Clout chasing. Or TikTok. You might say to yourself, Ohio, you said you downloaded TikTok while you're in the desert. You still haven't okay, yeah. But am I making videos trying to hop on a trend? No. Let's see. And honestly, like, a lot of people really don't clout chase that much. But the ones that normally do, it really gets annoying, like, stupid quick. And it usually just happens, like, it happens for, like, a month. You can notice that when it comes to, like, you know, the monthly, like, meme trend. Like, oh, I need to do this, and then I can get lots of views, and people will notice me. That type of shit, right? Again, you might say, like, you're trying to get listens and downloads for your podcast, or people to buy your merch. It's a lifestyle at this point. Like, Black Mixology is part of my life, right? I put work into it. I put time into it. It's a little bit of sweat because sometimes it was hot. I can't put no blood in it. But at the same time, it's still, like, something I can work on, right? As a, like something hopping on like a trend or some shit like that doesn't really take too much work, and a lot of people go into clout chasing just to think that, you know, to get their 15 seconds of fame. Cause you can always tell when it was, because you can, like, so again, you can go to an example for TikTok. If there was a trend happening and you go to that person's profile, for some reason they have like 523.6k views on one video, and then, like HG said, a month from now they're going to be done. And then the next time they post a video, it's 523 views in total. So you go from like 6-digit views to like 3 to 4-digit views. And now your clout chasing has gotten you, what, one famous video? Well, one viral video, sorry. But you might think to yourself, oh, wow, this is the internet. Obviously, you need to catch up with the times. You guys need to stop bitching and get with the fucking shit. Yeah, it could be the case. But again, this is my fucking podcast. Our fucking podcast. We say what we want. This is our opinion. But I will agree with him saying that clout chasing is pretty stupid. He even made songs about this shit. Do anything for clout. I'm pretty sure Cardi B made a song about it too. Unless that was the Migos.
Do it for the Vine.
Yeah, do it for the Vine. Like, you might think, yeah. Again, a callback to Vine. Like, people, they've been doing this since Vine. Blah, blah, blah. Eh. Vines were funny, though. 6 seconds. I know, like, it's a lot, but, you know, like, TikToks. Some of the TikToks are funny, though. But the fact that sometimes, like, your For You page can get flooded with a bunch of shit that you, A, don't like, or B, just, like, overwhelmingly, like, thrown down your throat just because of a trend, shit's dumb. Like, I didn't know about this devious lick shit until, like, I came back and everybody was fucking saying it. I'm like, the fuck are you nerds talking about? I'm pretty sure I already gave my clout chasing views on. I don't know. It was like the first. It was like a couple of single digit episodes, but I said my piece on clout chasing. It hasn't changed, mainly because I, again, like being an individual. Being your own person can probably get you those views, get you those listens, get you those downloads, get people to download. That's why some people have certain personalities. And people gravitate towards that. That's why some people get subscribed to on their Facebook page. Or not sorry, Facebook page. YouTube. That's how people get some followers and subscribers on Twitch. Some may be easier than others. But it's all about being that personality. Personally, that's what I usually go for. In terms of like who I follow. Who I subscribe to. Mainly because I don't need to see this person's version of this. You might think to yourself, but again, going back to the podcast shit, why should we listen to your podcast if everybody else has a podcast? That's their podcast. This is mine. And I talk about somewhat different things than people do. I give my opinion. This isn't the Black Mixology Joe Rogan podcast or the Black Mixology Pat McAfee podcast. This is the Black Mixology podcast with HU in Ohio. That's all I got to say about that. That would be my those would be my views about this clout chasing in general. Doesn't really yeah, hold on, bro. You see this message?
Yeah.
Alright, so quick little break before we end the episode. Little final thing. Misty is rushing us to get off the recording because I said a certain time, but then again we came into some little snags when it came to recording, right? So she messaged me, she said, "Are we playing or what?" And so I said, she said, "We're in the studio." And she said, "I said it's 8. It's past 8. Like, damn. What's up? HG, what's up with these females these days, huh?
No, I don't know.
What's wrong with them?
But ain't a problem when they late. When I say 7:30, they come in at 7:50.
What's wrong with them?
What's wrong? Hey, it's okay. We love her anyway.
Yeah. Not like that, but. Little L. But, like I said, that was our podcast.
Yes, sir, it is.
We say and we do what we want because we, obviously, we listen to our community. And thank you, if you guys have been listening for this long, for offering your support. Do you have any final thoughts before we end the episode, HG?
Hey, final thoughts. Hey, don't cloud chase. And my queens and kings, be simp lighting.
Say don't simp give out your meat.
Yeah, say simp lighting. Come to a Black Mixology merch website near you.
Yeah, go to mixologyattire.com to go get your torso items. And for you the females, you know, guys too, if you want to wear something below under your shorts, I guess. The leggings are also there. If they actually come out with some decent like items to customize, I'm trying to get some joggers. I'm trying to get some sweatpants. You know, like back in the day, back in high school, when it was like, you know, you can wear your senior stuff because you're a senior. You got like the shirts and the sweatpants and the Letterman jacket, bro. If there was like a Black Mixology Letterman jacket, that'd be kind of sick.
That would be sick.
I wouldn't even cap you down.
I'm about to go on Fever right now, and I worked off the Sim Lighting hoodie or shirt, yo.
Hey man, you got creative for.
We got creative freedom.
There you go, creative freedom.
But yeah, guys. Yeah. Happy Halloween. You guys go out there, do some haunted houses.
Get some candy.
Get some candy. Get some ramen. But most of all, be careful out there. There's some crazy people out there these days.
Stay strapped or get clapped.
That's facts.
Catch your ass lacking in the streets.
Hey, look out for the next episode. Might have to turn it up a little bit. You know, I'm about to be a little risque. I'm kidding. Hey, look out for our socials. Might see me in a dinosaur costume. You know.
All right, I'm gonna say.
But HG, you look like a dinosaur. No, stop it. But thank you guys for your support. You guys stay safe. It's getting cold where we are. Stay warm out there. Check your gas light. Change your oil.
Check your tires.
Change your tires.
Make sure your heat's working.
Yeah, wait. No, definitely make sure your heat's working. Use your blinkers. People look crazy.
Please.
Use your blinkers. People look crazy out there. I got a little Nissan Versa.
You're out there looking very...
very delicious with this Nissan Versa. Hey, but if I get hit, I'm gone. But anyways, it's been your boy, Edward Black King Black HG. You know what it means. Hey, thank you for guys listening. Episode 20s. We're in the 20s now. Let's go. We're in the 20s, yo. Hey, thank you guys for listening. It's been HG, King Black, Edward Black. You know what it is.
This has been That Kid Ohio, signing out, saying stay safe. Have a good Halloween, and go blue.